What's up, guys? Welcome to Chelsea Swift, Is Your Spirit Animal, a live 20-minute morning show that wakes you up mentally, spiritually, and physically. Yes. Topics range from health, wellness, positive mentality, mindset tips, energetic lifts, weight loss, 30-day challenges, and spiritual pep talks, but mostly motivation through inspiration. It's a real live show with no scripts. How nice is that? That I actually relate to my real life and true successes that I've built in my life by claiming my personal happiness and truly building a life I feel I don't need a vacation from, like truly. But my real goal on this podcast is to be here to inspire you and motivate you to just be your best self today, whatever that looks like, no judgment. Mainly, the show is meant to remind you that there is so much beauty around us and in the world, but especially within yourself. So take a seat, get comfy, grab your coffee, kombucha, or water, head to the gym, out for a walk, listen while you twerk or work, no judgment. No judgment on this podcast. We kick off each episode with a spiritual message or positive quote for the day, whatever I'm feeling. We jump into a quick like 15, 20 minute pep talk, and then we end each day with a daily intention. So if you're ready, are you ready? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. Who is excited? I know I am. So let's quickly address the butterfly in the room. I have not been podcasting for a while. I'd love to sit here and tell you like this, like, guys, I've just been booked and busy. Although that's true, I've been working like 60 hours a week and I was planning a wedding. I had so much going on. I have also been working on my mental health. So I was working on anxiety and depression and panic attacks and working on transitioning from this vegan / pescatarian diet that went wrong into adding, you know, meat back into my diet and rebalancing myself so that chemically and hormonally I feel a lot better. I have my energy back. So moral of the story is if people disappear for a second, they might just be in a caterpillar phase, okay? And I had to take that time for myself to really reboot, recharge. And I think it's really important to understand that when it's time to make a change, it's okay to make a change. And when it's time to shift into something new, it's okay to do that. And so I had some messages that came through this morning. And I thought, you know what? I haven't podcasted in so long. I'm going to do that. So I wanted to share this message with you. And I also just set up like a whole subscribing, selective podcast episodes type of thing. So those podcasts are going to be, I'm hopefully going to do them daily. For now, they're going to be weekly, but they're going to be video podcasting. So that's the difference because I want to start including like the channeling so you can actually see me like picking the cards and things like that so that you can connect with that and you can see like what I'm doing like with the tarot cards. I feel like I want to start doing that again on here and I was trying to come up with a creative way. And I know that's kind of more like a segment, like, you know, obviously being in marketing, I look at my analytics and I can see that a lot of people are on here for like positive mentality, you know, mental health, but also for like weight loss advice and stuff like that. I guess the best news, 222 just popped up, but I guess the best news is that I just went through this like crazy experience with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks that I no longer have, but, you know, I suffered from them from September of 2020 all the way up to February of 2022, I think was my last one. And I had to change my diet. It got to the point where it was just like, I know this is related to food. Like I know it is. Like it has to be because all the signs were there. Like when I started to get fatigue. And don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing any diet because you could make an argument that I didn't supplement correctly on the vegan diet or, you know, I was just doing it for weight loss. And guess what? You'd be right. So there's no argument here. But I think going through that and now being in the zone again, back on my game, like eating super healthy and eating for a different purpose now, like eating to feel good mentally and have that energy. It's coming from a different place. And I think I'm better, you know, as far as being able to provide valuable information on that, having gone through such a crazy dark time. I mean, it was such a crazy dark time. And I think a lot of people experienced that in the pandemic anyways, and you might still be recovering. So I'm definitely going to open up about that experience. I think why, you know, my biggest why is, number one, I want people to feel like they're not alone, right? And you can do something about it. But two, what do I always say? If I can save you a step, I will. There's a lot of things that I know now that I wish I knew years ago. I mean, I would have implemented meat back into my diet if I just knew that, right? A doctor did not tell me that. A doctor never asked me about my diet, lifestyle changes, never looked at my chart and was like, we see this huge drop in weight, right? Like, what's your diet, right? So it's just insane to me that you kind of have to be your own doctor nowadays. And 444. So I'm going to get into adapting and going with the flow, because I feel like also on the flip side, what I learned the most about myself through this experience was being grounded despite the emotional upset around me. So learning how to root myself in the unknown was so hard, and I still practice it to this day. So this morning I was getting some channeled messages, and I thought, I'm going to pop on quick and just give a little pep talk, some insight. So the quote for today, and again, I guess to address the butterfly in the room, is I went through a very dark caterpillar type of experience, and it was not personal. So I think when you're struggling mentally or you have things going on, the best thing you can do is have a very small, tight-knit support group that knows about it. You know, don't be ashamed of it. Share it with people. And I was like super vocal. Like I was obnoxious. I just told people, like, could have a panic attack, just letting you know. Like, so I know some people are not like that. So I'm just, you know, as I move through sharing these different stories with you, hopefully I can bring some enlightenment to mental health and also how that correlates so heavily with your diet and how it's like starting to pick up some traction. And I can also give you some resources on like some great books that I've read that I'm staring at right now on my bookshelf. So let's get into it. The quote for today is, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intellect, but the one most responsive to change. Let's just sit with that for a second. So it's not fittest of the fit. I know a lot of people say that it's the fittest of the fit. And I'm like, do you know what that means though? Like, do you know it, Charles? Did you look it up? So this quote like popped into my head this morning. I was like, what? Like, why am I even thinking about this? And the key words that was like really like driving this home for me is like trust, pivot, allow, divine alignment. And then I started doing like tarot cards, and I really thought it was just a message like for me. I do this every morning. Anybody that's like an OG listener knows, like, I journal every morning, I channel every morning, I do tarot cards every morning. I guess the other, again, addressing the butterfly in the room, the butterfly is me, by the way. I am drinking my coffee out of a martini glass, and I'm wearing a fur jacket, and I'm not kidding. So anyways, the only thing missing is sunglasses. And when I start podcasting for videos, if you do end up subscribing, you will see all of this. Like, don't you worry. So anyways, as I was getting into this, I was like, is this just for me? Like, I was so confused because it's not that it didn't fit with my life. Sometimes I get messages, but for the most part, it fits with my life. And then I just got this kind of like feeling like, no, you need to share it, right? And anybody that channels or is spiritual knows exactly what I'm talking about. There's certain messages that you get that are just for you. You're not supposed to share them. And then there are other ones you get where it's like, you've got to share that. Like, it's almost like an urgent thing. So I just wanted to talk about this because I feel like when you're rooted in fear, you can't make a decision. And there are so many things that were so fearful to me for so long that I let it control my life. And I think having gone through this experience has taught me how to root, not just balance my root chakra, but how to root in the unknown. Because the only thing constant is change. And if you are having trouble, if you're upset today, if you're emotional today, like that is part of the human experience. So the question is, how do we get you to center and ground yourself and trust and allow despite the emotional upset that might be within or around you? So it's not the strongest of the species that survives. It's not the most intelligent, but it's the one most responsive to change. It's the one that's the most adaptable. So when I started channeling this message, I really got, you know, like bring on the feel good, that it's kind of like the air. It's like the wind. The wind moves and blows and goes. That's how flowy and fluid you want to be. And the main thing is, as you experience this constant change, because even now, even here and now, right? Snap your fingers, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Like that's how fleeting time is. It's gone. So each moment is gone so quickly that most people are not even aware of that. And most people think, oh, I'm just on autopilot. Oh, I'm just going to autopilot these emotions. And if you've ever struggled with mental health, then you know how bad it is when you get stuck in these like mental spirals. So when I started to unwind and say, I'm going to just, it's funny because I think we have this culture that it's like, oh, you're giving up. It's like, yeah, I am. I'm giving up giving a shit. I am. I'm giving up giving a shit. Yep. I'm going to do that today. And it's the best thing for you. Because when you give up, you surrender and you start to drift. You can flow, you can be, you can allow. You can finally allow yourself to be who you are. The good, the bad, the ugly. The things you want to hide about yourself, the things that you want to embrace about yourself, and the things that you want to advertise about yourself. Because the truth is, we all have a chapter that we don't read out loud. We do. I just personally decided to make a podcast on that chapter. So above, for your highest good, and trusting and understanding that your perspective can be enlightened and shifted, because the only thing that is certain is change. So when that perception is changed, like to me, it's like knowledge is not power. Understanding is power. Understanding is power. When you understand something, it's like exactly what it sounds like. You can stand on something. You can stand up. You can actually, you're no longer underneath what was consuming you because you understand it. Now what you felt like was over your head, not able to, you know, conceptualize it, not able to understand, not able to, you know, get above it. Now you understand it. Now it's under you because you can stand on it, because you get it, because you can apply it. So when you root in change, there's no fear because you expect it. You expect the tides to turn. Instead of being under this illusion that today, in this moment, everything is certain. Nothing is certain. Nothing. So this is so interesting because through the dark comes the light, and panic attacks showed me that nothing is certain, that everything I thought was certain was completely wrong. And I'm only laughing now. It wasn't funny then. It's still not funny. Anybody that's been through a panic attack knows. And I mean, my first one lasted 16 hours. Like, come on. So it's not funny. But through that experience, I realized I need to root myself in uncertainty. I used to root myself in what was certain, what was, yes, I built this foundation for myself. It's like this. It's going this way. It has to be this. That's a very masculine energy. Feminine is flowing, is knowing and trusting that it's all going to work out. Now you need both, right? You can't just like completely like, you know, be a hippie and just, you know, ignore the reality of life. But there's a way for you to take your masculine and feminine energy and blend the two so that you have this really nice, healthy root chakra. And it took me a while because I thought, okay, me grounding in my root chakra, let's think about that. That's security. How do I feel secure? Okay, I like to feel financially secure. Okay, what else makes me feel secure? I like to feel successful. Okay, yeah, but these are all egotistical external things. And that's when I realized it was a masculine approach. So then I had to rework it and I said, okay, how can you root in the unknown? And it was just like a question that I couldn't answer for like 6 months until I decided, like started making these active decisions in the unknown. Things that I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to put meat back in my diet. Sounds like a dumb thing, but I did that. Started setting boundaries, people, places, things. Didn't know how it was going to work out, how people would respond. Didn't really fucking care. Then took it a step further. Started to be okay with not blocking emotions, quitting alcohol, letting friends, quote unquote, fade away. And the light started to come back into my eyes. I mean, literally, like I feel like my eye color came back. It was crazy. It was a dark time. So when you root in change, you can trust the pivot and like think of friends pivoting the couch, right? Pivot. Like trust the pivot, you know? Allow divine alignment. You're never going to be where you're not supposed to be. The only time that happens is when you force it. And that's what I've realized for me. And this was a message that I got because the way that it was expressed to me is that there are so many people that make decisions out of fear versus out of celebration, out of life, out of letting yourself feel all of your emotions, out of letting yourself feel supported by something bigger than you. You don't know how it's going to happen. You just know it's going to happen. And that's when I was like, okay, I get it. Because I get what it's like to be rooted in fear. And if that's the case, then I would never want to not help somebody with that. And I think for a long time, I stayed off the podcast because I needed answers to myself. I needed to tap in and discover and write and like I said, like get into this happier thoughts to build healthier like genes. And it actually ended up working for me. Taking that time to go for long walks. One day I pulled a Forrest Gump and I swear to God, I just walked for 3 hours. I just walked for in the silence. I didn't go for a hot girl walk and start bumping like, you know, whatever. Want Some More by Nicki Minaj. I didn't know. I was silent. I was like listening to the birds. I was like looking at the trees. I was just like flowing with life. That happened to me so many times. And what happened was I had to realize that my whole life was running. My whole life was go, 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 go. Go, go, go. There was never a stopping point. There was never a break. There was never like, you've done a great job. It was always the next thing, the next thing, the next accomplishment. Nothing was ever good enough for me. It had to be bigger. It had to be better. It had to be faster. It had to be stronger. It's just how I was. And then I started to come into this realization that I can't create my destiny without taking ownership of it and making decisions from a real place, which is authenticity. You cannot make real decisions out of fear. And most people do. They're afraid of what people think. They don't have boundaries. They people please. They get pushed around. And if you want to build true strength, which is not how much you can flex on somebody else, but inner strength, then you have to do that inner work. So trust yourself to flow with change. God or the universe or the higher power, whatever you believe in, will always put you where you need to be. And as long as you trust yourself to flow, you'll flow towards what's meant for you and your destiny. And I genuinely believe that. And for a while, it was so funny because I felt like I went the wrong way. Like when I started my own business and I was blogging and I was podcasting and I was so happy doing that. And I felt like so great doing it. And then I burned out so much. Like I really did. I burned myself out on both ends. And I felt like, oh, I went the wrong way. I swam out too far. Like use that analogy one time talking to someone. They're like, what? Why don't you do your own thing? You're so talented. And I'm like, I just feel like I swam the wrong way though. Like, I feel like I went the wrong way. I feel like I got to get back on track, right? And that's such a masculine thing to say. Like you swam the wrong way. You don't fucking swim the wrong way. It's impossible. So change in perception is growth. So sometimes things happen to give you new eyes to begin again more intelligently. And I really think that's what happened. I don't think you ever swim the wrong way. Even if you try, I don't think you can actually do it. Even if you actively force it, you can only force it so long before the current is just going to take you where you're supposed to go. You can only swim against the current for so long. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm not saying you can't force yourself into success. I'm not saying you can't force yourself into that relationship. I'm not saying you can't force yourself into XYZ. I'm just saying that eventually the current will push you back to where you're meant to be. And here I am on the podcast. So guys, that is the podcast for today. Being adaptable is the biggest thing that is going to help you grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. And what adaptable means is that you do not put your personal preferences on the shelf for other people. You do not start people pleasing to make other people feel comfortable. And you do not take down your boundaries because it's going to somehow get you to a higher level. That's not being adaptable. Okay. Being responsive to change is what adaptable means. So it's like flowing with the wind. It's like drifting out to sea. It's like trusting that you can't see the land yet, but you know you'll get there. It's all good. So that is the message that I have for you today. And I actually made this a 20-minute pep talk. I am so proud of myself. And guys, so happy to be back on the podcast. I'll be doing one podcast per week to start. And again, I'm also going to do the subscription, which is already set up. I'm going to be adding videos over there. So if you want to subscribe and see like exclusive content, I'm going to do that over there. Just because I feel like, especially with spiritual channeled messages and different things like that, especially when I'm sharing like, oh, you know, I read this book and talking about health and, you know, wellness and those different things. I want to be able to like actually show you like in real time, this is the book I'm talking about. And you're like, make a YouTube channel. I might. Okay. I might. I do have one. I just haven't been on it in a while. So guys, just remember, trust the signs in your life and your inner guidance, which is always leading you to fulfillment. And I hope you have the best day. I will see you on the next podcast. Guys, no, is it really over? Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. And if you love this podcast, share it. That's all I ask. Share it with your friends and family. Share it on your social media pages. Tag me, holler. And don't forget to check out my books on Amazon. You can follow me on Amazon. Just follow author Chelsea Swift. Hey, hey. Or find my books and consulting services on my website at chelseaswiftblog.com. More information over there. By the way, all book purchases help support the podcast and cough, cough, make great gifts for kids and adults. So like, what's coming up right now? Is it Christmas? Is it Mother's Day? Should you purchase a gratitude journal for your mother? That might be nice. Is it your kid's birthday? Should you purchase the Bluebird King? I don't know. Check it out. And guys, I will see you on the next podcast. But most importantly, thank you so much for listening.